We gave you two of the sexiest music, two of the sexiest songs, man. Destiny's Child with Cater to You, and now Caesar with a new album, Snooze, on Fresh Breakfast.
I don't know why I'm y'all want to drag me because I said I'm a submissive woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my brother is like, stop lying. And my cousin Tix, she's like, submissive, really you? Here's the thing as well. It's a different type of man that I'm referring to, that I'm willing to submit.
Yeah, not these labu-labu stories.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm talking about a high-value man.
Yes.
Like, are you a leader? Can you lead me?
That's a belief.
Will you create a safe space for me? Will you protect me? Mm. Man, listen, will you cater to me? Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that goes into it. So if you're in the presence of a man with energy like that, you're like, yeah, yes, baby, whatever you say.
Exactly. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's 8:18 right now. What would Shaquan do? It's the bit where we look at a situation that you're facing, a reality that you're faced with right now.
Yeah.
You submit it to us. Shaquan looks at it and she provides her response. Today's situation reads, hi Shaquan, I have a huge problem and I hope that you can help me out with this one. I've been dating my boyfriend for 3 years now, and 2 years in, I found out that he cheated on me and I chose to stay with him. But now I'm the one cheating on him, as I feel that I need to hurt him the way that he hurt me. I'm starting to fall in love with a guy I'm cheating on him with, and now everything my boyfriend does annoys me, and I don't know what to do because he does a lot for me and I love him. Should I quit my side situation or leave my boyfriend? Shaquan, I know you're gonna dive into it. I know you're gonna dive into the deep end with this one. Talk to us, Shaquan.
I mean, yeah, but I gotta watch my language here. Because, honey, what? And listen, there's this cliche saying that we've heard so many times, but the truth is the truth. Facts are facts.
Yeah.
Hurt people hurt people. It's either you will hurt someone else, or in the process, you'll hurt someone else wanting to inflict the hurt that they've, you know, inflicted on you, on them. Mm. But in the process, you are hurting yourself. Mm. You know, because the thing is, like, with us women, we can't run around the block like men do. And at the end of the day, you're the one that has to you'd have to sit with it, that you are actually doing this. You know, I'm pretty sure that you can't even be at peace when you're doing things like this, because now you're trying to cater to two different people that have different needs at the same time. Okay.
Imagine, dude.
So you're not putting yourself in a situation where you are just going to keep pouring so much of yourself into the situations to maintain the situations for whatever reason, okay? And it's going to leave you depleted and feeling empty at the end of the day. A lot of the times we don't really think about things in, you know, the long run. But like a few months from now, is this really the space where you want to be? Or a few months from now, how do you think the situation is really going to leave you feeling? What if the person, do I call it a sneaky link?
Call it the sneaky link, but she's falling in love now.
Yeah.
So it's now more than a sneaky link.
Okay, well, it started off as a sneaky link. Yeah. Now you're falling for your sneaky link. What if you get pregnant with your sneaky link? Hmm. And then what? Because this is a possibility, because this is a situation that you put yourself in. I'm not saying that with him cheating on you, that was right. Obviously not. Hmm. But it is high time that we as women also realize the power that we have. In the sense that you have the power to actually walk away from that situation when it first, you know, unraveled that he was cheating on you.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we as women have this, and, you know, I have that as well. You know, it's just a bad habit that we have. I don't know how. I don't know where we picked it up, but I hate it for us. Mm. I hate the fact that we always, it's like we're constantly looking for projects. Mm. Like if someone does something, moves in a certain way that you're not happy with, you make it a point. I'm going to be a project manager at this point, and I'm going to fix this problem. I'm going to make it right, and I'm going to implement this. I'll move like this. I'll do this. I'll do this. I'll just make
it's
right.
It's not even your job.
It's not even your job. You have the power to move out of the way. Listen, this is not for me. I'm not going to be with a man that cheats on me. I'm not going to be with a woman that cheats on me. Because that also puts you in a space where you're constantly forced to doubt yourself and question yourself. Like if what you're doing is good enough or whatever it is. So if that situation is not serving you, it's moving in a way that's not aligned with you anymore, it's not making you happy, you're hurt and all of that, valid, yes, but move out of the way. Because why stick around so that you hurt even more? And who's to say that he's even stopped cheating on you? I'm just saying, okay? But the fact that you are not having someone else on the side, it's either you drop the both of them. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
Either drop the both of them or you decide exactly who you want to be and be committed to that person. If you are still in a space where you're constantly hurting about your boyfriend cheating on you, have that conversation with him to let him know that, listen, man, I've been in this space. I've been hurting. Yes, I said I forgive you. Yes, I took you back or whatever it is, but I'm still hurting and I don't know how to deal with it. Then maybe judging from how he responds to you, then you can make a conscious decision as to, wait, listen, I'm still going to move with him. I'm going to stick around with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to let it go. Because a lot of the times, even if you bring your feelings to the table, not everyone is going to validate them.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
So if he doesn't validate your feelings or how you're feeling that way, maybe that is just the sign to, you know what, let me just, you know, let's
bounce.
Move. Let me bounce and just move away from the situation. But I will say that it is not fair to you as a woman and as a queen and the power that you have in you to just be giving yourself to just anybody just like that.
Hmm.
Because your sneaky link might be like, I'm just here to take your mind off of things, but I'm also here to benefit. So how does that pour into you?
Yeah.
I, for one, will definitely leave either the both of them or have conversations with my main and see how he moves and how he feels. Or if he wants to, you know, work on reassuring me and, you know, we just move away from the hurt that I felt. If you can't let go of both of them.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. We appreciate you. And that's the situation. We're going to share this also on our platforms, especially on our website. Do check it out and you're going to add your voice as well.
On average, we make 35,000 choices every single day. Some are easy.